Kelsey Snell is our commentator in the United States today. She is congressional correspondent for NPR. Welcome, Kelsey.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Pfizer, it has applied for approval for a vaccine. This is for children aged 5 to 11. And what happens now? How long might this take?
Well, they expect that it could take anywhere from just about a week or two, or up to maybe 3 or 4 weeks. But that means that children who previously had not been available, had vaccines available in the U.S., will become eligible probably within the next month to month and a half. It's a process that requires approval first from a board of the Food and Drug Administration, which oversees the safety and efficacy of drugs. And then there will be another panel from the CDC, which is the Centers for Disease Control, that is to give kids emergency permission to utilize a lower dose of the vaccine. The question that I think is really up in the air right now is how many parents are going to be willing to give children this vaccine at this moment. We've seen that there's been some hesitancy in parents vaccinating older children who are eligible now, the 12 to 18 range.
True, but at least it opens up again the opportunity to get the overall population vaccination levels up. People will be welcoming confirmation of a safe and efficacious option for younger children. Now, this federal court has temporarily reinstated a controversial abortion ban in Texas. This is just days after a lower court suspended the ban. It's just back and forth, and where will it go, Kelsey?
Well, at this point, there is a large expectation that this will go all the way to the Supreme Court. Now, the case at hand is a Texas law that bans abortions after 6 weeks, which is before many women know that they are pregnant. Now, that a lower court had said that they could not enforce this ban while legal proceedings were going forward, but then a court above that already reversed the decision. So there is a lot of uncertainty for women in Texas looking to seek an abortion before the federal one. It is creating both confusion and frustration for many advocacy groups who say that this law is intended to be a blueprint for other conservative states to follow. So it's something that we're going to be watching very closely and expect to be tied up in legal proceedings for months, if not longer.
Just help me with how this happens when it's already been off to the Supreme Court, has it not? Is this a case where you amend your case slightly or bring up a different argument and therefore you can go through the rounds again?
Well, the Supreme Court had chosen not to make a ruling. They chose not to say anything about this. And so there will be different legal questions that come up throughout the course of this proceeding. And so a different type of legal question may make its way to the Supreme Court. We have seen over and over new laws in different states kind of trying to litigate the foundational legal decision, Roe versus Wade, which grants women a right to an abortion in the United States.
Now, President Biden, has expanded the boundaries of two national protected lands that had previously been shrunk, I guess, by the former president. What does this relate to, please?
Well, this is really interesting because there's been a battle with the conservators who want to see protected lands expanded in the United States. President Obama created these new protected lands. One is called Bear's Ears, which is the largest of the two, and the other is the Grand Staircase Escalante. And President Trump took back much of that land and returned it to, you know, private control. And it was seen at the time as kind of an affront to the attempt to create more protected land at a time when climate change is such a pressing issue. President Biden made the choice and had a very big ceremony to say that the United States would be protecting lands, protecting the environment, protecting and conserving the American landscape for time to come. And this is something that we're going to be watching to see if it means that there will be more conservation work done by the Biden administration going forward.
And the debt limit. Gosh, we must get to this because a week or two ago we were wondering just how far the brinkmanship might go and at what cost. What's happened?
Well, the Senate has voted to approve a temporary increase to the debt limit. Now, that is the limit that Congress sets on how much the United States can borrow, and that is to pay back debts incurred by previous spending obligations. So they're basically saying that, you know, they're going to allow the federal government to continue making payments on programs that Congress itself approved to have spending attached to it. So there is this temporary reprieve, but at the end of the day, this is really a fight between the two parties in America, Republicans on the conservative side and Democrats who are the liberal party, about the future of the American federal government and the way it should be interacting with people's lives. Republicans say they do not want to sign off on anything that allows Democrats to expand the social spending that they want to do over the next year or so. They are using this as an opportunity to have an argument about Democrats' intentions to spend trillions of dollars on new social spending programs that Republicans say really, some have explained it as they feel like the Democrats are trying to use the federal government to get into the lives of American people from birth to death. And that is something that Republicans are fundamentally opposed to. So the debt limit has kind of become a proxy fight about these more foundational issues between the two parties.
Yes, the consequences of a default don't bear thinking about. However, good to see some common sense in the interim. And just finally, Facebook, first of all, denies everything the whistleblower said last week and now moves to introduce some new controls. How much impact do we think this will have?
Well, I think to some degree they're trying to keep Congress off of their backs, because Congress has, and bringing in Facebook executives has been trying to get some momentum around new laws to regulate the privacy controls for social media companies. And Facebook has been really in their crosshairs for some time now, but that is slow progress. And this move by Facebook to introduce new controls for parents to ensure that their children have somewhat safer online environment really does not seem to be being received as kind of the title shift that Facebook would like people to believe in terms of giving more privacy for children.
It's always just a little bit, isn't it? A little bit after an awful lot. Thank you, Kelsey. Really appreciate your time. Kelsey Snell, Congressional Correspondent for NPR and our US Correspondent today.